This was a pre-recorded episode that was mixed and mastered at Sambaza Studios. Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Welcome back to the Sambaza Podcast show. This is part two of the episode. Hope you enjoy. Okay, and are there any common problems that we share in terms of Kenyan podcasters that you may have seen, well, you may have seen struggles with the indie podcasters? I'll say indie podcasters in the US. Have you ever noticed something that could be similar?
Yeah, okay. We are not shameless enough, both groups. Both groups are trying to grow a podcast, right, with a very humble, understated approach. And that's just not going to work. Content making is loud, mm-hmm, and it is... it takes up space, and so when we speak to a lot of with the creators here, and we're always talking about shamelessness, the shamelessness factor, mm-hmm, the idea that you must always be able to share about your podcast and talk about your podcast and be almost shouting at the rooftops. So that's one. I think I see both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, people kind of, it's just my little podcast, and that's not how to sell it.
All right.
The second thing is, I think from a content production point of view, we are all in level one. A large majority of us are in level one.
Mm-hmm.
Level one is you and I having this conversation. This is a level one conversation. I mean, you are much better podcaster than most podcasters. You have notes that you're following there and everything. And so you've thought about this episode. So you're probably level two.
Right.
But a lot of our podcasts, indie podcasts in the States, and in the UK as well, I've listened to some things from Australia, kind of the same. And then podcasters here, is we are level one, level two. In other words, we're not really producing the content to a high level.
Okay.
So we are going on the personality and the talent of the presenter and the ability to hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What I think we need to get is that we need to do more production where we can plan better how the conversation will flow, where it will go, how things will be turning in the conversation. We can add some more deliberate writing. In the words of Christine Mungai, who's a wonderful journalist, every podcast needs a writer. And I really agree with that. And so I think for both sides, that's one thing we all need to start writing better, even for the talk shows.
And actually, this is where you come in. this is where you come in. I mean, there are shows, I'm sure they write this one mic show. Every Friday it runs. They have a series of, they ask the questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think these are the few that you say they're on the level two.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think for the level one, that's when it's the pressure to have to sit down and say, okay, for this week I have these questions, because I have to think of the questions.
That's what I'm going for,
ramble.
Yeah.
But also, that's where you come in and help. Semabox comes in and tells the podcast,
we are trying,
you're level one, come on, you have to do this and this and then that.
Yes, we are trying, and mm-hmm, we're working a lot with our podcasters to get them to level two and above. So, let's just plan the episode and have mm-hmm some questions in advance.
Right.
But the culture right now, and I find this with all creators, whether I'm working with a creator from the States or from the U.S. or Dublin, we had a creator here last week from Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
They are not yet seeing or understanding that production is helpful. For them at this point, production is anti-podcasting.
Right.
Yeah, at this point, because they don't want to prepare. They want to fly from the, shoot from the hip.
Right.
Because for them that sounds more authentic. Well, what we are saying is authenticity is the story, and we want to spend time improving the story,
right?
But they're like, no, I want to ask the question that I want to ask, and that's what's authentic to them. And so I feel it's one of those things where it's, maybe to your point, is that we're going to have to keep working at it, yeah? It's something we're going to workshop and workshop.
Okay.
And eventually people will get better as time goes on, because the content space is now getting more and more competitive. So now the better produced you are, the higher audience attention you have. And, you know, the better your story, the better your audience attention.
Okay, that's great. African Podcast is working with African diaspora podcasts and podcasters to make their content better. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
I was nominated for the Diaspora Podcast of the Year twice. Y'all had a watch party.
Yeah.
And I was busy watching at the leading up to the watch party.
Yeah.
I'm going to compare you with the Zambian podcasters.
Uh-huh.
The Zambian podcasters really highlighted whoever was on their who was nominated. They took a list and put anyone who was nominated.
Yeah.
And they made sure they highlighted them before the whole thing, you know. And up to the time, whatever it was being shown, the show was actually running. You guys had a watch party, and I'm sure it was awesome. I wish I could attend. How are we going to be able to promote ourselves and also promote you? You know, like you promote me. Okay, I wanted to be promoted too. Let me put it bluntly.
Yes. I agree.
And shameless plug, right?
Yeah.
Also to say, look, we have somebody from Kenya being put out there, and then have more of the podcasters from here, because I didn't see a lot of Kenyan podcasters out. There weren't so many. And it's not paying, because the most interesting thing about the APVA awards is that it's not paying yet. And that should be encouraged, because a lot of the people who come out to get into these nominations have to pay money to get in. And that is one of the hindrances, and which is also why I don't usually get into the space of trying to be nominated or be known, like, okay, I did this. So I take advantage of that. So I am going to challenge you on, first of all, okay, how was I not put out there? That's what I want to hear first.
So first of all, we were not organizing the whole thing.
Right.
So let me cop out there first.
The Zambians were not.
Yeah, and actually we're really well in touch with the Zambian crew.
Right.
So I think that there are...
Is it Chilu? She runs the podcast Chilu by Design. She's very good at promotion. I don't know if she's the one running the whole show there.
No,
we might be contacting somebody else.
No, we're talking with someone else.
Okay.
I think one of the things that are, for example, from a Semabox point of view.
Right.
Or our point of view, we were really narrowed into the podcasters that are part of our network directly, that were in the nomination. So I know that that's where the large bulk of the investment in terms of time and whatever was spent here.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you make a really fair point that if we were to think about this from a higher point of view, so like not just Semabox, but maybe let's think about Kenya, for example, then there would be a lot of benefit from for the entire ecosystem. So I think I take your point that we could mobilize a lot better around that. And even for Semabox, I think that's something that we could take on board immediately to see how we can not only, of course, prioritize the people that we are working with directly and like a part of our network for sure.
Right.
But we still have time in the day and opportunity to work with other podcasters who might not be, you know, directly connected to us, but are part of the Kenyan ecosystem. And so that's something that we should increasingly see as our responsibility as Semabox. And so I would say it won't happen again. That's there'll be improvement there. Because,
I'll be watching.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of improvement there because I think you make a fair point. And our position in this ecosystem should allow us to... because of the position we hold in this ecosystem, we should be able to champion some of that stuff. So leave that one to me. We'll improve on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, because that's why I beat you all the time. I try to make sure I'm in touch with you and say, hey, what's going on here? What are we doing? And I do understand, it's also we all have commitments. Like I have a family, I have to run my stuff over there. And sometimes, you know, you have things going on. But if we get something working together and see, okay, what can we, who can we include? Because I know like 3, 4, 5 Kenyan podcasters, maybe, you know, we could get around, like you said, get around, do a Zoom, talk about our stuff, talk about our struggles.
Yeah.
And, you know, start from there. And who knows what these collaborations will bring even to Simmerbox itself.
Yeah, totally agreed. And so to the other point of like more collaboration between people that are in the diaspora and here, I think there it's just one of those things that just, from my point of view, is we've just not been looking at it. Right? It's just not something we've looked at from a community point of view. We've looked at it from a technical point of view, where we're like, oh, somebody is in South Africa and they need to speak to someone in London, and we are very good at making that work. But we haven't thought about it deeply in terms of community-wise. How do we connect you to a podcaster here in a more meaningful way? So I think there's some room for us to grow in that regard, yeah.
Well, like you could work on, like, okay, here's something I just thought off the bat. So like the One Mic Show runs a show. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
And they also have, they can have a topic that's running there. And they were talking about maybe having it increase, maybe like having a midweek show that would be an extension of what they have on Friday.
Yes.
Right? And you could have that running from here and try to find a similarity, something that they're talking about. Because they talk about Kenyan issues. Like last week, they were talking about these soldiers being sent to Haiti, Kenyan soldiers being sent to Haiti. Now, they have a view on their part as diasporans.
Yeah.
Right? They'll have a view about economy as diasporans.
Yeah.
But then now let's communicate and have Simmerbox host another show where we have another panel, a group of panelists who pick up the topics that they talked about last week on Friday, and then have them now talk about it in Kenyan terms. Then we can have a comparison and say, okay, you know what? The Americans say this. These Kenyans who are Americans say this, or diasporans, let me call it that. And then we have the Kenyans who are living there are talking about it. Because I'll be honest with you, when I left the U.S. to come this year, and with the dollar rising, the way we were talking about it was dire. I mean, I thought I was fine. I was finding people panhandling around the streets.
Yeah.
But what do I find? The people are moving. The economy is moving. But yes, there's in the back end, there's something happening. But when you're looking at it on the top, I mean, everyone is moving around. Things are going on. But I can tell you, in the U.S., when you're looking at you guys, we're like, wow, things are bad. The dollars are this much. So in order to kind of curb this panic mode type of dealing, we can have conversations like the topic is being discussed there. Switch it up, bring it in Kenya, and then we have a panel group that talks about it and say, okay, fine, we heard what they said last week, and this is what we're saying. This is what we see. Yeah. You know, things like those would kind of create an organic type of conversation whereby now people see, okay, you know what? This is what they talk about. This is what we talk about. Okay, I can see what they're saying. And here, this is what it is.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know the way to produce that technically yet, because I can see some, I can, while listening to that, I can hear some places where we'll have some challenges. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is a fair point there that we could create a show or a platform where there's a little more engagement from both sides and it could be more frequent. I think it would help for people to connect with home a little better and for home to connect to the people out there a little better. So that's an interesting idea. To the extent that it's a show that stands by itself and kind of talks about these things, that's especially for me very interesting from a production point of view. So I think it's something you should explore. Once a week, somebody from the diaspora and somebody from here, be a good thing to try out.
So it'd be like the show, they listen to the show, what was said. The topic is, actually the ones who are in Kenya would have a better side of it because one, they will have heard the topics, they will listen to the show, get the maonis or the opinions and the discussion, and then now, you know, have the whole weekend to digest it and maybe do it on a Monday, so like quarterback Monday, something like that.
Yeah.
And then now you say, okay, then get ready for the next week.
Yeah.
So at least between the first, the Monday to Friday, when the show hits again, you can have another topic going on in the Twitter, or you can have their own spaces or choose a space that works right.
Yeah.
And, you know, people discuss these issues and say, okay, this is what he's talking about. And then, you know, you create another community of people discussing ideas and then better understand what's going on there and here.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I think that's a very good idea.
Okay. Maybe we can explore that and see how it goes.
Let's actually
But I'm still on you about, you know, not putting me on...
well, what we'll do is that we will... First of all, I guess now it's time to put you onto the the Semabox...
affiliate.
We can definitely put you on the Semabox Creator Network so that we can go from that today.
Okay. We can look into it.
Because then that would help. And then we can kind of mobilize that way together.
Right.
Mm.
Last thing, I think I'm going to throw this in, the Africa Podfest,
mm-hmm.
the one that's coming up. How is it looking for us out there? And
yeah.
How is it looking for...
So usually
how
the...
How can we participate?
Usually the people that curate the Africa Podcast Day... as Africa Podfest, Joe and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And so we usually rely on them to kind of whip everyone in the line. February the 12th, right? So I think they will probably give the announcement of what they'll be doing next year, and then we usually just plug into that. Until then, I haven't yet... Until they speak, usually we kind of wait because they are the sector leaders for us here. So I think one of the things that we could do is what I can discuss is what I think we should be kind of plugging in more. I think Africa Podfest have been for a long time have been the only ones pushing the idea of an African podcast industry,
mm-hmm.
and they've been advocating this almost by themselves, you know, like
yeah.
trying to put together an event, trying to do all these things, and it's really big load on them. I think what we should be doing as the rest of the ecosystem and the industry around them is now starting to kind of contribute a lot more. So we need to be contributing financially, we need to be contributing time, we need mm-hmm. to be contributing in kind to start making sure that a dream is not just a responsibility, is not
right.
just on one person, but that we take the dream that they created and innovated and start to grow it. So I think that's the challenge for all of us. So
mm-hmm.
it's really for us to now kind of reach out and start saying, look, we are available for this, we are available for that, let's try and put this together for this. Because we've got enough time to get ourselves together in the next few months. And so it's going to be really great.
Because I'd love to jump into those Road to Africa Podfest.
Yeah.
And if they could give us at least something for diasporans, and then we could be right there and get a few people and have this conversation and talk about, you know, our podcast, even though we may not, be in the know of what is going to come out in the end, but at least say, hey, we're here. And at least give us a slot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my appeal right now to Joe and Melissa.
But I think like Joe and Melissa are always open to these types of things.
Right.
So it's, I think, and it's also in good time, right? So I think this is a good time to be talking about this.
Right.
It's a good time to be saying, look, there's some value we can add and this is the value.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. Semabox itself hasn't really considered what we will do yet for February the 12th. I think that's something in our calendar for a little later in the year. But I think what I can say about that is that the door is wide open. So
okay.
right now is a really good time to be engaging about these things.
I guess we'll start the conversation.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, I guess we're going to be done for the day and the year until
next year.
Until next year.
I really want to say I appreciate you for, you know, keeping us on toes about these topics and especially kind of connecting with diaspora people. I also appreciate the work that you're doing with the podcast, and it's helpful. I hope you never get tired of doing this. It's helpful work, helps us to grow an ecosystem the right way.
You know, anytime I come here at Cinema Box, I'm looking around. I'm saying, okay, what's the new change here, there? And you know, it's refreshing. I can come and sit down and have a conversation with you. You know, that's one of the best things that you can do as a podcaster. So I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Sambazaji and Kwaheri. One moment, my Sambaza people. We will be right back. Stay on. Hey, Wasambazaji, a few corrections. You keep hearing me refer to Chilu, but it's actually Chulu by design. She is an African podcaster, an amazing podcaster from Zambia. Two-time winner of APVA Awards in Africa. And you want to go check out her podcast. It's really, really awesome. You won't be disappointed. So shout outs to you, Chulu, and we're supporting you all the way. Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.